Blog Talk Radio.
Reprobate. They say the first thing on the table you gotta do some self-inspection, right? Then examine yourself. Let's see how we start working on this thing in Romans chapter 3.
Get there, do his name.
Right quick. can we get a second witness? In the book of Peter. Peter chapter 1. And let's pick it up at verse number. Pick it up at 17 through 20. Of the Israel of you, right? So this covenant is a blood covenant, right? Now why do this deal with blood, right? 1 Peter chapter 1, 17 through 20. Mother of the Israel of the right? 1 Peter chapter 1, 17 through 20. Let's see what we're working with in Mother of the without respect of person,
Yeah.
get into this thing real deep. Verse 31. That's the how excited I get when the word of Yahweh is. Y'all gonna be excited around here, ain't that right? Acts chapter 5, verse 31.
Back to that second chronicle 16 verse 9. So the righteous men of the spirit was
witness. And who else is a witness to this thing? Who else was witness? While we're on that witness thing, who else was a witness to this thing? Was it Israel? Let's see, who else was a witness? Look at Isaiah 43. Let's look at verse 17. But you know, you got a big organization out here that say, clapping down, they want a witness. We read open the book, they find no way to accept that. They're right. It's why they want a witness, but when you open the book, don't even speak about them. And from Genesis to Revelation, right? The book of Isaiah 43. Let's give verse 17. Mother of Israel, see you, brother.
That's right.
So we're trying to get them understanding of the vision. Okay, even two, verse 20. Yes, ma'am. 16 and 17. Yes, ma'am.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 2.
Come on, Mother Lee.
Verse 12.
Declare your name unto my brethren, my sisters, right?
Right.
In what?
In the middle of the church for congregation.
In the midst of the congregation, church for the congregation. Come on. But I do what?
Israel,
see Chapter 2. We get back up at verse number 5. Corinthians chapter 2. You can back up that verse number 5. The A, B, and C, B, or C, you right. Philippians 2, verse number 5.
Was also in
Yahweh
the Son.
He said, this mind got to be in you. That was in Yahweh the Son, right? Verse 6. Philippians chapter 2. Let's get up there for some 11. 8 through 9. Let's get on down the road. Well, I need 7 again. I got to hit again. 7 through 9. I'm going to try to keep my mouth shut so we get to this. He didn't make up himself no reputation, but his fame went to all the regions round about, right? And everybody about this guy, is that right? Come on. And then, let's see if his contemporary, if they had something to say about how this guy was operating. But he didn't tag his step on the back, did he? Let's see if somebody else had a few words to say about it. Chapter C. Israel, or C. Roy, you can do some reading today. Book of St. John, chapter 11. Chapter C. Israel, or C. Roy. St. John, chapter 11. Let's take it up at verse number 47. St. John 11, verse 47. St. John 11, verse 47 and 48.
Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees.
Come on, let's see.
And then he found his casting as a
His body is fashioned as a man.
He did
what?
He
let's see how we humble ourselves. How do we do that? How do we do that? He humbled himself and did what?
And became obedient.
What do you mean? That's how you humble yourself.
Yeah.
You
become
obedient. That's why I said, look, they humbled themselves, right? He said that about old Ahab or somebody like that. Look at him humbling himself, right?
Oh,
so humble yourself means you become obedient. You don't become no got all dirty rugs and folks wipe their feet on, do you?
They ain't
humble. Humble is when you become obedient to the word of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Come on. Become
death.
Until even your death. Until death. Even the death. Even the death of the tree.
Yes.
But that's how obedient this brother was, right? Our King, right?
Yes.
Our Savior, yes. Our Redeemer, ain't that right?
Yes.
But he said that how we were redeemed with his precious blood, ain't that right?
Yes.
Verse number 9, come on.
Wherefore,
Yahweh asked you to give. So Yahweh say, look here, for your good service, son, I got a question for you.
Yes.
He said, how did I exalt him and did what?
And giving him a name which is above every name.
So Yahweh, the Father, gave him a name that is above every name, right?
That's right.
Let's see if we can put it out of here. He gave him a name that is above every name.
Yeah.
Let me see which one I want to take that one. Let's write to the book of Isaiah. Mother, see if Israel is seeing right. Look at Isaiah 53 right quick. Let's look at verse number 12. Mother, see if Israel is seeing right. The book of Isaiah 53, verse number, let's read 11 and 12, Mother, see
Isaiah chapter 53.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
He shall see of the travail of his soul.
So Yahweh the Father gonna see the travail. And Yahweh the Son, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do?
And shall be satisfied
mm-hmm.
by his knowledge.
So
shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall bear.
So he said my righteous servant gonna justify many. Well, he shall bear their sin. Verse number 12.
Verse
12. Well, what did he say, Mother Gia?
Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great.
He said, I'm going to divide him a portion with who?
With the great.
With the great, huh? Come on, Mother Gia.
Yeah.
And he shall divide the spoil with the strong.
Come on.
Because he has poured out his soul unto death.
Mm-hmm.
He was numbered with the transgressor, and he bears the sins of men.
So he said that he gave him a name that is above every name, right? He died, divided him a portion with the strong, with the great.
Yes.
And ain't for one man that's great. Ain't for one that's great, right? Let's see if we can put it out in the book of St. John chapter 17.
Yes,
look at verse number 1. See if we can preach up this book a little bit, Mother Z. That's how we get understanding, right? St. John 17, 1 through 6. Mother Z, Israel, and C. Roy. So he said he gave him a name that is above every name. He he divided him a portion with the great, right? St. John 17, 1 through 6. Mother Z, Israel, and C. Roy.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. The word spoke Yahweh the Son and lifted up his eyes to heaven.
So he said, these words spoke Yahweh the Son and lifted up his eyes to heaven. Go ahead.
And said
what?
Father, the hour is
Father, the hour is come. What?
Glorify not your Son.
Look here. I'm ready for mine, right? verse number 2, come on.
As thou hast given him power over all flesh.
So Yahweh the Son was given what?
Power over all flesh.
If I had him, of course, he was the great, right? Mm-hmm. Given power over all flesh. Hold that point there. Monday Israel of the Sea Royal. Let's go to St. John right quick, chapter 5. The book of St. John, chapter 5. Look at this, 22. Verse number 27. St. John, chapter 5, 22. Verse number
27. Okay, St. John, chapter 5, 22.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Okay.
For the Father loveth the Son.
For the Father loveth the Son, go ahead.
And showing him all things. For Yahweh the Father loved Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh, and showed him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these that he made marvel.
Verse 21.
For as Yahweh the Father raised up Yahweh the dead,
mm-hmm,
and quickened them,
yeah,
even so Yahweh the Son of Yahweh the Father quickened whom he will.
Nigga like Father can raise up the dead. He gave that for the Son the same ability, right? He quickened it whom he will. Bring back to life. He ain't just having physical, right? Verse 22. Come on.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh the Father judges no man.
Yeah.
But he has committed all judgment unto Yahweh his Son.
So Yahweh the Father gave the Son total control of the entire creation, right?
Yeah. Verse 27.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Verse 27.
And have given him authority to execute judgment on him, because he is the Son of Man.
So he was given the authority. Execute justice. St. John 17. Pick it up at verse number 3. Who's reading that? Mother B. Israel of the Sea Roy. St. John 17, verse number 3. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And this is life eternal.
This is life eternal, great.
That you might know.
That they might know. They might know you.
You
is only true.
The only true
Yahweh
and
Yahweh
the Father and
Yahweh
the Son.
Only true
Yahweh. The only true Yahweh is Yahweh
the Son.
Yahweh the Son.
Whom you have sent.
Whom you have sent.
Now let's get big talk here, Mother Z. Verse number 4. What are you saying?
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, O owls, unto me.
Yes, ma'am.
And hearken, you people, from far.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh has called me from the womb.
He said, Yahweh, the Father, called me. Gave me my silence from the womb, right?
Yes.
Come on.
From the bowels of my mother has he made mention of my name.
Come on.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hid me,
mm-hmm.
and made me a polished shaft.
Yes.
In his quiver has he hid me.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh. And said unto me.
Said unto me what?
Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be honored.
Verse 5. Mm-hmm.
And now says Yahweh, that formed me from the womb.
Good.
To be his servant.
Mm-hmm.
To bring Israel again to him.
So the assignment that Yahweh the Son was given was to do what?
Bring Israel again.
That means Israel was once all right with Yahweh the Father, right? So I want you to bring Israel again to me. Come on. Though Israel
be not gathered, yet shall I be honored in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Yahweh shall be my strength.
So he said, I want my portion with the great, right?
Yeah.
Step down to verse number 8 to see what happened there. The conclusion of this thing. But he said, I want you to bring Israel again to me.
Yeah.
Verse 8.
Isaiah 49, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Thus says Yahweh, in an acceptable time have I heard you.
Good.
And in a day of salvation have I helped you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will preserve you and give you for a covenant of the people.
Good.
To establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate.
Verse 7.
Thus says Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel, and his righteous one.
That's good enough. Thus says Yahweh, the Redeemer of the 12 tribes of Israel. I didn't hear nothing about Christian there, did you?
No.
What about this Muslim man?
No.
Ishmael and Esau.
No.
Weren't included in the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
This is an exclusive club. It was sealed with the blood of God from the Son. Ain't that right? St. John 14, I mean 17, one of the Zeke Israel. Look at that, that verse number 4 through 6.
No, it's
Yahweh gave straight Torah instructions, right?
Yes.
what we should do to Leah, what we should do, not do to avoid punishment, right? Let's just look at Matthew. Matthew chapter 19. Let's see what Yahweh the Son tells us he got to do to Leah. In Matthew chapter 19, verse number 17. What do we got to do to get light there? Matthew 19, verse 17.
Princess Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach
That's right. The same mountain that righteous did with teaching. The same mountain which you all success. So Monica Israel, give me your wisdom of Solomon. Give me wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 7. See what I'm on point. Make that chapter 9. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9. All right, pick up at 14, and then skip down 17 to 18. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, 14, 17, and 18.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter
9. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9. Pick up at verse 14 and skip down verse 17 to 18.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapters 9, verse 14, 17, and 18. And it reads, for the thoughts of mortal men are miserable.
It said the thoughts, the minds of mortal men. Go ahead.
And our devices are but uncertain.
It said, but our devices are but uncertain.
Verse 15.
Okay, hold on. That thoughts of mortal, right there, verse 14, the thoughts of mortal men are miserable. Why is that, Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel? Give me Jeremiah real quick. Maybe coming back to that 17 and 18. Give me that Jeremiah 17 real quick. Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17. Yeah. Hello, Jeremiah chapter
17.
Yeah,
right. See Israel come out
the gate.
Hey, you come out of hell. I got my
hell
on you now.
All right, verse 9. Give me that 17, verse 9. Check this out. Verse 9. Go ahead.
Mind is deceitful
above all. Yeah. That's
really.
See that the mind is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. He said, who can know it?
Yeah.
Who can know it? That's right. And, verse 10. Okay. All right. Let's come back to verse. Back to the Sister Monica Israel. Wisdom of Solomon.
Chapter 9, verse 17 to 18. In thy counsel, who has known, except thou givest wisdom, and send thy righteous spirit from above.
Yeah.
It says, send thy righteous spirit from above. Go ahead.
Verse 18. For so the wages of them which lived on the earth were reformed, and men were taught the things that are pleasing unto thee,
yeah.
And were saved through vision.
Hold on. You got to read that right.
I'll teach you something. I read it high, so I can teach you.
Okay. Let's read it. Let's read it like it is.
Okay.
Let's read it like it is. Please.
For so the wages of them which live on the earth were reformed, and men were taught the things that are pleasing unto thee.
Okay.
And were saved through wisdom.
Wisdom. No, sister, we try to get one accord. We just try to get one accord. That's all we're trying to do. Okay, you said you said out of love. Now what is love, Sister Monica? It's love. That's what it is. You got to read stuff. Love.
What verse
are
you
putting
in that
song?
I seen one word. I thought it said vision.
What is that, Brother Israel?
What verse you read now?
He was at Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9. When he read that
chapter 9, verse what?
Verse 18.
Because I think a word and I misread a word and I did not actually see wisdom,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong
with
my
man.
How do you know that?
No, we just trying to get that for it. It's nothing.
Read that verse 18 again there,
I'm gonna show you what I'm trying to do here.
Well, back up to 17. I heard a verse say something, a word from mortal, cast out the mortal something.
That was verse 14.
Oh, that was 14.
Proverbs chapter 19. Brother E. Israel. Now I read that John 17, right? 17. Give me that Proverbs chapter 19. I'm coming back there. Proverbs 19, verse 21. Yeah, Mother Israel, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. There are many devices in man's mind. The counsel of Yahweh will stand forever. Cap.
outside and preach up in that town of Yahuwah. Our brother to Israel. Whatever it says, I can't for y'all far to say, and I know it's not there. Yeah, I'll change the song words by saying. Yeah, I'll try to find it. Another piece up on that, the Council of Yahuwah. Damn. I Isaiah 55.
And also try Jeremiah 23:18. Just to get out of both of the verses.
Jeremiah 23:18. Okay.
Just to get out of Jeremiah 23:18 and Isaiah.
Isaiah 55, Jeremiah 23, verse 18. Alright, Isaiah 55, money be Israel. Isaiah 55. Yeah, let's take a, start at Isaiah 55, verse 11. Think of that verse 8 all the way down to 11. Isaiah 55, 8 to 11.
Top button again?
Yeah.
That button, flip it.
Then you go down there to it.
Genesis chapter 1. 13 and 14.
Okay.
These are people that are online or in another room, I guess.
Okay.
Pal up. Realize
okay.
Just invite them. Show up and show up.
That's right. That's right. Hey, well, we
did Ezekiel chapter 1.
When musicians do that, that's a great thing.
13 and 14.
All right. Might have to, you know,
monitor that to make sure. Yeah. That's why I got to get in contact with
her. Verse 13 and 14.
I'm about to crawl behind the curtain.
For the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning
hallelujah, bro.
Fire. And like the appearance of man, it went up and down. Among the living creatures.
You know, Ezekiel chapter
1,
13 and 14.
Raise that voice off that brother T.
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
And for the likeness of the living creatures.
The living creatures.
Their appearance was like burning coals of fire. And the light from the coals of fire and went up and down on the living creature and the life was bright. And out of the fire went forth lightning.
Okay, that's the whole verse, 13 and 14. Oh yeah, you gotta read that verse over again, Dr. Captain Punch.
Verse 13. As for the lightning of the living creature. Their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and the light, the appearance of lamps, it went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. Verse 14. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of light.
Alright, Zechariah 4:10. This is King of Israel, Zechariah 4:10. Give me that 2 Chronicles 16:9. Mother Israel, 2 Chronicles 16:9. mind is perfect towards him. Mind is perfect towards him. Precept, Lord of Yahuwah. What do you mean by the mind is perfect towards him? I say, if you don't know, then I'll say it. Then I'll say it. Okay. All right, so Psalms 19, verse 7. Psalms chapter 19, verse 7. Psalms chapter 19, verse 7. Yeah, go ahead, Bob. Go to Yahweh Israel.
The Torah of the Yahweh, Psalms chapter 19, verse 7. The Torah of the Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple.
That testimony meaning this covenant makes you wise and simple. Okay. All right, Yeah, what else make you wise, Jordan Yahuwah? What make you wise? Well, I can read what make you wise. Okay, all right. That's another verse, another precept on that as well, too. All right, go to Timothy real quick. We're going to go to Timothy real quick. Yahuwah, we're going to go to Timothy real quick. Go to Yahuwah. We're going to Timothy, back to the book real quick. All right, we're going to 2 Timothy, chapter 3. Chapter 3. Verse 15. 2 Timothy, chapter 2.
Chapter 3, verse 15, and it reads,
all right, go
ahead. And that from a child thou hast known the right scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through the belief, the word, the covenant, which is in Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah, the Father.
Yahuwah? You the covenant and word? Either or, it doesn't matter. Okay, that's what makes you wise, Lord of Yahuwah. Alright, so there's another precept on this perfect as well, too. Give me Sirach. Give me Sirach. Sirach 34. Sirach 34. Chapter 34. Chapter 34. Pick up at verse 8. Psalm 34, verse 8. Go ahead. Okay, Mother D.F. Israel, give me Psalm 34, verse 8. Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel, give me Proverbs chapter 5. Proverbs chapter 5, 21. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21.
Proverbs 5, 21.
pondering all his glory. Proverbs 15. Yeah, 15:3. Go ahead. The evil and the good. Alright. Alright, here's another one going to Sirach as well too. Going to Sirach on that as well too. Alright, Sirach 23, verse 19. But it's Israel. Rock chapter 23, verse 19, but it's Israel. Verse 19. But the man or woman only fears the eyes of man. Go ahead. That's like today. It fears the eyes of man. It's like what they're doing today. Go ahead. Eyes of Yahweh, they got names on it. Go to Enoch. Real quick. Got a name. We'll be 70. Before we go there, you think that the Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the Son, that's only just looking on you? Let's go to Habakkuk real quick. He already got his 7 to take care of that. We're going to Habakkuk real quick. Daughter of Yahweh, we're going to Habakkuk real quick. Going to Habakkuk chapter 1. Okay, 13.
Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13 reads, "Thou art of pure eyes, then." What's that verse? I got it scratched down the other word.
Okay, read the first part again. I'll tell you what word it is. Go ahead.
Thou are pure eyes, then.
To behold evil.
Thou are of pure eyes, then to behold evil, and can not look on iniquity.
That means sin. Go ahead.
Wherefore, lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than
you. Yeah, you don't even look on sin. You don't even look on them. The Father and Son don't even look down on their own sin. He already got that in place. Got that taken care of. All right, First Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1. No, you got that book, you know. Let me see if you see if we use one.
No. I mean, it's one thing, you know. No, I'm just going to sit back. I ain't got that. I'm going to go home and get it.
Yeah, that's verse 1 on. Book of Enoch. Yeah, First Enoch chapter 20, verse 1.
Righteous angels
who watch. Okay, he said righteous angels. Okay, let me
righteous spirits who watch.
That's so. We're gonna clean that up real quick. Okay, we're gonna clean that up. Alright, let's go to Hebrews. New word for Hebrew. Chapter 1, verse 7, verse 14. Chapter body for Israel. When we see this word angel, we're gonna go ahead and break down what this angel really is. Hebrews, what are the words for? Okay. Alright, Mother D.F. Israel. Give me Hebrews, new word for Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 7 to verse 14. Souls gotta be on silence.
Verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Well, they are also ministering spirits. We see the word angel that is ministering spirits. Second witness. Psalms 104, verse 4. Mr. Phoebe, President Israel. Psalms 104, verse 4. Let's read it like it is. We're going to take care of the crop. Go ahead. We're going to take care of it. There you go. Mm-hmm. Right there, they mouth to his minister and spirit. That's the second witness right there. All right. Okay, back to that first Enoch 20.
This is not the...
Okay.
The book of Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1. These are the names of the righteous spirit.
The ministering spirit.
The ministering spirit who watch.
Okay. Here's the names of it, because it said those are eyes, right? Okay, think about verse 2.
Uriel, one of the ministering spirits, who is over the world, turmoil, and terror.
Okay, he's over the world and over top the roof. You know, they teach in Christianity that Satan is a red man with a pitchfork. And they say he's going to be turning people over. They ain't going to himself going to be turned over by top the roof. That's one that you're going to see when you're in the seventh pit of the lake of fire, that abyss. So that's the one that's going to be doing some torture. Okay, go ahead, verse 3.
Number 3. Raphael, one of the ministering spirits who is over the spirit of man.
Here's a man. Okay, verse 4. Raquel,
one of the ministering spirits who takes vengeance on the world of the
woman. These are the ones that are going to do some serious damage here. But these ain't no regular ministering spirits here.
Verse 5. Mikael, one of the ministering spirit
sets
over the virtues of mankind and over chaos.
Mankind and over chaos. Y'all saw the ones gonna see once your name written in the book of life, that's the one that you're gonna see as well too. And I can prove that. I can prove that real quick. Vision of Paul. I can read some. I'll just say something, I'll just back it up.
Yeah.
Alright, we're going to the vision of Paul real quick. This is the one that you're going to see once you make it. Alright. Okay, before we get warmed up, Brother Israel, give me 2 Corinthians chapter 12. This is how you know that Paul had visions and revelations. The warm up right here. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12. Verse 1. Yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Pick up at the verse 1. Verse 1 through 5. Then we're going to vision of Paul. Yeah, 2 Corinthians, yeah, chapter 12, verse 1 through 5. It's not expedient for me. Doubtless.
Brother, up to the third heaven.
verse 3. And I knew such a man that we are in the body, or either whether in the body or either out of the body, I cannot tell. Yahweh knows. Verse 4. How that he was caught up to
Paradise.
Unspeakable words. It is not lawful for a man or woman to hurt. Verse 5. But such and one, for real eyes, honor, yea. Yet of myself I will not honor, but in mine poverty.
Yeah, on the fire. Okay, but I'm going to the vision of Paul. On the vision of Paul. Let me see what I'm going here. Okay. Alright, the vision of Paul. Pick up at the verse 23 to 25. Pick up at verse 24. Vision of Paul. Chapter 24. Okay, what is he? You got a vision of Paul? Verse 24.
Of them and how many